don't stop.
Wake up on Metro FM.
Yeah, we're about to get started.
Never miss a beat.
Yeah.
Never miss a beat. What's news? What's news?
In the air.
Wake up on Metro FM.
But right now, it's time for us to find out what's making news. Mo?
Well, it's interesting that influencers in China who discuss topics on finance, law, medicine, and a whole bunch of other DIY and beauty stuff, apparently, are required to have appropriate qualifications before they can put that content online and share it with their followers. Because naturally, I would imagine that you need to have some degree of knowledge on the subject for you to speak on it, perhaps. Is that the argument? Mm. Well, what's the situation in South Africa as far as content sharing on particular topics? For example, let's say issues around medicine, issues around health, finance, etc. And if I have to be qualified in order to speak about whatever medical issue, is that not a limitation in terms of my freedom of expression and free speech? Well, let's bring Diana Schwartz in here, digital media and privacy partner at Denton's Global Law Firm. Good morning and thank you for your time, Diana.
Thank you.
I mean, first of all, what is defined as an influencer? I mean, we see this all the time on social media, the wave of influencers. What is that defined or described as?
So our law in South Africa, unfortunately, doesn't actually have a definition for an influencer. So it would be the normal definition that we find in everyday life is that an influencer is somebody who has a great influence and many followers on social media due to popularity on various subjects.
So, I mean, also getting your perspective on what China is doing, I mean, is this a sensible thing to say, well, if you want to talk about anything that's, you know, legal or medicine related, you have to have some sort of qualification?
You know, I think that there is definitely merit in what China is doing. Because if you think about it, when we're talking about matters such as, you know, when we're talking about the law, when we're talking about financial issues or medicinal issues, there's great, accountability that could occur. Because let's say an influencer, for example, there's another pandemic going around, and they adhere to it, let everybody take it, and they have, you know, for example, 5,000 followers. And then all of those followers go and take this particular cure and everybody gets worse or sick, for example. There should be some accountability because, you know, with that measure of power and influence that an influencer can have over their followers and they cause harm, you know, there should definitely be some type of legal accountability that comes in.
You know, Diana Kutsa speaking, I love the fact that you're mentioning the importance of how influencers need to have accountability for the information that they are discussing, right? But now let's move it to if I use and share online by, you know, the things that influencers are talking about and turns out to not be valid. For example, I follow legal advice again from this actual person, ends up being way off course. I share it on the radio. I share it with the team here in studio. Can I sue or hold them accountable somehow? And what route do I use?
So, again, currently there aren't any laws specifically, but yes, you can. Because, you know, there would be a merit in arguing that this person has held themselves out as an expert in this particular area. And as a result, we've gone ahead and followed their advice and we suffered harm. So there should be some type of legal measure in terms of, you know, misrepresentation. You could sue the person for misrepresentation, which is, you know, a civil offense. And there could be some type of damages that one could prove. For example, let's say you go and share it, and as a result, you have damage to your career. And they've held themselves out as an expert. You would have a legal avenue to pursue,
Yeah, and just final one here, Diana. What if I am an influencer, I'm passionate about a particular field, but I'm not an expert? Are there things that I can say or put in my content pieces that I post to sort of remove me from whatever obligation following what I'm about to say? I mean, is there anything I can say to say, you know, listen, I know expert, but...
No.
Straight up.
Short answer is no. I think, you know, we you know, a lot of people, what people don't know is that we all put up these disclaimers, you know, in our handles to say, you know, what I share, what I post is my own personal opinion. But we've seen, especially in the field of labor law, that doesn't hold water because we are associated with the organizations that we work for, we go to school at, and, you know, if we bring our companies into disrepute, we can still be fired.
Sure.
So, you know, in that case, we're still held accountable for our actions online, despite any disclaimers we may put up.
Absolutely. Diana, thank you so much for your time and for your perspective as well. Diana Schwartz, digital media and privacy partner at Denton's Global Law Firm on this. We got a tweet here from Tapi360 saying, Joe, imagine getting health advice from an influencer. Undeasy. Unless if that person is qualified in that field, like Lindi Sarami mentioned, for example, gym advice, food recipes, how to match up and dress, etc. I would for that. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that's part of the conversation we're having here to say, you know, what advice are you prepared to take from social media and what advice are you not prepared to take? Are there things that you're not going to even bother learning about via social media? And are there things that you think are actually quite cool to have picked up on social media? 071-585-6157. Send us your voice notes.
And please don't be shy to also share the ones that didn't work out or did work out when you pass it on.
Don't stop. Wake up on Metro FM.
Yeah, we're about to get started.
Never miss a beat.
Yeah.
Never miss a beat. What's news? What's news? In the air. Wake up on Metro FM.